This is a podcast from BBC Studios, a commercial subsidiary of the BBC.
Hi, I'm Kay.
And I'm Kate.
And we are Pinch of Nom. And this is
The Magic Ingredient.
And we're getting really good at that now.
We are.
We should be.
The Magic Ingredients, where a celebrity brings in a magic ingredient and we make a meal of it.
An absolute meal of it, to be fair. Mm-hmm. And here we are, several weeks in isolation with each other, and we are still having fun. Can you tell by the tone of my voice that we're having lots of fun.
Yes.
You know how when people ask us, like, how have you done this for so long? I think lots of people are discovering it for themselves.
No.
Fighting over rooms.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, less about that, the better. So, Jade Adams, Kate. Who is Jade Adams?
Jade Adams is a comedian.
She is.
And she is the presenter of Crazy Delicious.
Now, that was the show on Channel 4 where they had the edible set and Heston Blumenthal was involved.
We asked Jade about it.
We did. And we also asked about several other things, like when she was a Lebanese chef for 6 weeks.
Yeah, she's had a bit of a background in kitchen background, shall we say. And she ended up as a Lebanese chef for a while.
6 weeks.
Which was quite interesting.
It was, actually. So, yeah, here we are talking to Jade and literally having a laugh.
Yeah.
My friend Rosie Jones is a comedian. She's great. She gets sent so much puss on Instagram. It's unbelievable. I don't know if I'm allowed to say puss, but she gets sent.
Cats. Yes,
she gets
loads of cats.
Yeah, loads of cats. I love it. I hope that I'm not the most, you can't flirt with me. I'm really like bad at it. Like I find it an affront to my intelligence that people flirt with me. I don't like I got my boyfriend by walking up to him and telling him he fancied me. That's how I got him. I didn't, there was no flirting. I saw him around for a week and he stared at me a lot, enough for me to go, he's interested. And that was enough for me. And then I just walked up to him and told him, because I just find the dance around flirting and stuff is great.
It's so
grim.
Awkward.
It's grim.
We avoided each other for quite a while.
You two would have drove me mad.
We avoided. Oh, we drive everyone mad. It's okay. You had to get through half an hour. We avoided each other for so long.
Yeah.
We did that whole coy thing of, oh, I think you're out of my. Anyway, I'm just not, because I'm going to vomit in everywhere else before. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here to talk about your magic ingredient.
Yes.
And you picked seaweed.
I did. I'm obsessed with it.
Are you?
I eat a lot of it, yeah.
Serious? Now, this was a point of conversation.
Yes, we were wondering why you'd picked seaweed.
I like it in all different forms. I started having it when you'd have a Chinese and then you would have the seaweed that comes, which is full of salt and sugar, and it has pure MSG on it
all
as
over
well.
It, yeah.
Literally, there's a dollop of it on the top,
yeah.
Which tastes great, as it's meant to.
Yeah, yeah. And it really does. And you're just like, oh, afterwards, yeah, they come down.
It's like sprinkling a vegetable Oxo cube over your chips, mate. but I would have it there. And then they started, healthier crisps, seaweed thins are available. Itsu do some great ones from Zabion. They're amazing. And then I went to Japan and I bought loads of seaweed home from Tokyo. So I just bought loads of stuff from Japan. It was all cooking stuff. So I bought knives when I was out there. I bought loads of crockery.
See, this face is immensely jealous right now because, like, smack bang at the top of our travel for cookery list is Japan.
You'll have a great time. It's fabulous.
Yeah, like, it is properly up there.
Yeah.
Everyone, all those loads of people did this to me. So when I went to Japan, people are really annoying because they'll be like, oh my God, like, the food's incredible. And I'm like, babe, I've eaten at Noma. Like, Noma's pretty great. It's the sort of high-end Japanese restaurant in London, and I've eaten really great Japanese food in London.
Yeah.
And it was great. It wasn't any better. If you can't afford a trip to Japan or certain things are keeping you from traveling at the moment, I would say go get a fancy table at Noma, babes. It's lovely. It's really great. But I really love, I grew up, I've got a half Chinese brother, and I grew up with a sort of, my mum worked at his father when they were together, his restaurant. And so I was brought up around a lot. There was a lot of sort of Asian influence in my very white household because my brother was there and mum carried on cooking Cantonese food when he was growing up to sort of keep him attached to his culture, even though his father was not around. My dad raised him. But my mum kept a sort of link to that as much as she could. And I just really love, I really love Asian food, and I really, really love seaweed. And I will, so one of the things was, is those Itsu seaweed thins with wasabi, I ordered a massive, huge box of them off of the internet and smashed through them in 4 days.
Really?
Yeah, and I like... smash through it.
That is impressive.
A massive box. I won't tell you how much. I'm just telling you, it was a massive box.
They're not.
There's nothing to them, though.
I was going
to
say, there's not much.
They dissolve. You put them in the mouth and they're gone, aren't they? You don't.
There's so much flavour. There's such a flavourful vegetable. Is that what you can call it?
Seaweed, probably vegetable.
Vegetable.
Yeah. We were debating. There was a separate discussion earlier. Apparently, on this particular packet of seaweed, says it's organic.
Oh.
We were like, how could it not be organic?
Because you still weed for seaweed weed farm. Weed farm. Oh my god, terrible! Please take that out. Weed farms, seaweed farming.
Yeah, so that probably is a thing.
Yeah. Well, no, it is a thing. There's huge factories that make it and stuff. They don't just get it out of the ocean.
Oh, okay.
They have these massive factories where they have to keep producing it and stuff.
Yeah, because obviously it's. I mean, it isn't that popular here, but certainly on the other side of the world, it is really popular. Japan in particular, although it's now kind of a bit, I'd almost say faddy, but it isn't. They've started to do different things with it. So they've dried it and made it into salt because apparently it tastes saltier than it actually is.
It is, yeah.
Which apparently is really good for you because obviously salt's a bad thing.
It's a replacement for a mushroom as well. So wakame seaweed.
Like, yeah.
It's got the same consistency and it absorbs flavour like mushrooms do.
Which is a really good segue, Kate. She's ticked loads of boxes. She likes Asian food. Mm-hmm. Great, because that's what we've kind of gone for. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Because we've had seaweed twice. Well, actually, no. Tell a lie. We've had it a few times. Usually, when we go out for sushi, we have seaweed salad. Like, it's a... In fact, it's me. I'll have two of them for dinner, and that's me sorted. You're not as keen on seaweed.
I don't mind it.
But you don't mind it?
Yeah.
But we're not as adventurous as you are with seaweed. So we kind of... We really had to put our thinking hats on. We were like, is she just challenging us? Or does she actually like... So
I've got a huge bag of seaweed sat in my... I've got a massive bag of wakame seaweed sat in my drawer. And the only thing I can do with it is make miso soup. That's as much as I can do with it. I've ended up living with a lot of chefs. I've had some... My life is... ended up, I've met a lot of people that cook. So I waitressed for most of my life. So I waitressed for about 13 to 14 years before I did this. And when I was there, various places, I actually had to become a Lebanese chef for 6 weeks.
What?
Because the Lebanese chef we had in this jazz cafe I used to run, he disappeared. No one knows where he went till this day. And he disappeared for 6 weeks. So I had to become a Lebanese chef.
How did you find that?
Well, I already knew what the menu was, so I just remade the menu. I'd been working with him I've been working in there anyway.
Yeah.
And I saw what he was doing, and I sort of saw how. I mean, it's not massively complicated cooking, is it?
So,
and this was, we're not talking not high end. This isn't a high end restaurant either. This is like, we were doing kebabs essentially.
Oh, okay.
But, and kebabs and jazz, but we didn't want to call it that. It's called Tantric Jazz.
Kebabs and Jazz, such a good name
there. Kebabs and Jazz.
That one.
You can have that. But then I also worked at this place called the Star and Dove in Bristol that was being bought by a guy called Eamon Fullerlove, who was one of the head chefs at 15. And then I worked with him for a while, but his wife hated me. Oh my God, she hated me so much. Yeah, they're not together. I don't think they're together anymore. She hated me so much. But he and I got on really well, and I used to. I think one of the reasons she hated me is I was never waitressing. I used to go and stand next to him, and he'd teach me about clearing soups and like the way to spice things correctly and the way to cook. Just a sort of all of the food knowledge I already had, he just made it better by telling me the simple things that you need to know that would just elevate people's cooking, and it has mine as well. And then about a year and a half ago, I just said out into the universe, I want to host a cooking show. I'm telling you, this is how this came about.
Really?
The universe took my call, and then I got this Facebook message. So she had to get in touch with me via my Facebook page, and then she said, oh, hey, we're doing this thing. And I was like, oh, this sounds cool, but this is never going to happen, because I do so many pilots and things and they never go anywhere. And then she said, oh, it's happening and we want you to host it. And she said, oh, you're going to be hosting a cookery show. It's with Heston Blumenthal, Nicholas Ekstedt and Carla Hall. And you're going to be the host of it, and it's going to be on an edible set. And I was like, I just sort of looked up and went, no way. I literally said it out loud, because I had a hiatus in my career. And once I got over how upset I felt about that, I started being proactive. And the best thing I found in that situation is to go, what is it you want to be? Be specific, because you can just be like, I want to be famous, and that stuff doesn't work. But because you end up doing jobs that aren't cool. Mm-hmm. So I just was like, what are your passions? My passions are eating. I've decided that with, my money, I want to spend it. I go and eat in some of the best places in the world with my money. And that's what I like to. And I was like, well, if I could combine, if I could find a way of making sort of comedy and food come together in some way, then that would be cool. It means that I can go and eat at Heston's
and
dinner.
And have the time of your life,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. My calls got answered, and I got
mad
this show.
Is that?
It's mad.
Via
Facebook. My boyfriend thinks my life's a movie. Loads of stuff like, it's like meeting Joss Whedon. Like, how is it? It's like, you know that film, Kevin Costner's Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
build it, he will come. Yeah. Basically, that's been my life. My friend sent me a message. He said, how is it that you were one of the biggest Buffy fans for 15 years, and then Joss Whedon comes to your show? How is that? I don't force this stuff to happen.
Yeah.
I just sort of say it.
It just happens.
I just say it. Oh, that would be nice if that happened. And then it does.
It's a bit mad when things work out like that, isn't it? It's like you really have to stop and think and go, okay, the world is working like this. I'm just going to go with it.
Yeah.
Well, the likelihood that you two would have met on...
Oh, that we met, and we've been through so much shit to get to this point. And if all that crap...
Crap's okay.
It's crap all right.
If all that crap hadn't have happened, then we wouldn't be here.
Be here doing this, yeah.
And we're reminded of it every day.
Yeah.
And it is just so weird. Like, it makes hair stick up on my arms. Yeah.
It's
a bit bad.
Serendipitous.
Do you miss waitressing?
No, I hated it. When I worked somewhere that allowed me to have my personality, which means that I would treat people the way that they came in and they behaved. Mm-hmm. If I was able to do that, then I would have stayed a waitress forever. But I'm not allowed to do that, because service apparently requires you not to call people arseholes.
When they are arseholes to you.
Yeah,
great British public. Well, wherever you go. It's
wherever
not just
you
here.
Go.
It's abroad too. Like, it's everywhere.
I like it when I sit somewhere. Like, I had lobster recently. I've eaten a lot of lobster in the last few years since I've been doing well. And it's where all my money's gone. I didn't ever have lobster, and now I have lobster all the time. It's great. Don't tell the others. I'm meant to be working class. Things have changed, babe. But lobster thermidor is one of my favourite things to eat. I love fish. My mum was a fishmonger when I was growing up for 35 years in Asda. So she worked on the fish counter in Asda. Years ago, the fish counter in Asda was quite a prominent thing in Bedminster.
Yeah, they've just killed the... not killed. They've just made our local one disappear. Yeah,
like, it's reduced. When I was 16, my mum worked there and I got a job. So I'm a trained fishmonger. I can do it now, but I'm not incredible at it. I've used just had near shark.
No, because fishmonger can do it with, like, eyes shut, and it's like, how? Yeah, like
it's yeah. I'm out of practice, but my mum did it for a really long time. So sort of fish is a huge part of my life. I could have said fish today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We have fish in this dish.
Oh, do you?
And we should probably talk about the dish that we're going to
actually
make
it.
Did we decide on an actual name? So we have really big problems when it comes to making recipes and then calling them something.
Yeah.
So this was fish. In fact, for a while, this was fish and seaweed and stuff. Because...
Well, it's just difficult.
I mean, it's a great start.
It is a really good start.
It's
descriptive.
it's kind of descriptive, but it's kind of not. Do you want to give it its full title?
Honey soy salmon with seaweed salad.
Oh, lovely.
And seaweed salad, we should say.
Honey soy salmon with seaweed salad.
Seaweed salad, yeah.
I can tell you already, yeah. I'm going to love it. So I'm glad we've not had one of these yet
where people hate it. Although if they have, they've been really nice.
I'm going to be honest, you're cooking for me. Like, I can't tell you how easy this is for you. Like, this is almost flirting, girls.
Oh, okay, then.
All right? I feel like you're, by cooking for me, this is like a come on for me, all right? I told you, I'm not into flirting. You two have to stop this.
It's basically, it's a really simple mix of fish sauce, a bit of soy, tiny bit of sugar... and some rice vinegar and a bit of sriracha because we like a little bit of spice, but not too much because too much is bad.
Sriracha?
Or however you spell it, because I can never spell it.
Sriracha?
Sriracha?
That stuff has been made by a god somewhere.
Yeah, it goes in pretty much everything that we make now.
I'm obsessed with it. The sriracha mayonnaise is really good as well.
And especially, have you seen the ones that you can put on your key ring now? Like what? Oh, you get these little bottles, travel bottles that go in your key ring of the mayonnaise and the normal one.
Other chili sauces are available. I know this is BBC, they like that, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They hate it when we mention just one supermarket. It's like, other supermarkets
are available.
Yes, they are. But no, sriracha, so there's sriracha in this.
Sriracha? What else is in that marinade?
So I don't think there's any sriracha in that marinade.
Not in this, it's in the salad dressing. Oh, sriracha. Nice. This is just soy sauce, honey, lime juice,
yeah,
and a bit of lime zest.
Lovely. Dead easy. So the honey should go sticky. It will go sticky, without a doubt.
So sort of teriyaki vibes.
Yeah, kind of, actually really close to teriyaki, without it being teriyaki. But yeah, so Kate will start this off. In fact, you can talk about what you're going to do, because I keep nicking your words.
Well, I'm just going to... seal the bottom of this so it goes a bit crispy, and then I'm going to pop it in the oven with the rest of the marinade over. So it should go like a bit sticky.
Oh, yummy. We've got the posher wakame. Is it wakame or wakame or...
I mean, I'm sure wakame. It's none of these things because it is Japanese.
Yeah.
So mine's dried, so I would soak my seaweed first in cold water.
Well, so... go on.
Cold and some
even
hot.
So this isn't like the wakame that we usually get.
It's the same as mine.
This is the Waitrose version.
It's not the same brand, but it's the same as mine.
The one that we usually get from the Chinese supermarket in the international food section is already in little pieces, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And this came out as like a massive leaf.
Oh, so this would be... Oh, yeah, so it would be with hot water, just poured over the top and then left to the side.
So we usually rehydrate it for, what, 6 minutes?
About six to
so it's got a bit of a bite,
isn't it?
But this took a little bit longer. But anyway, it depends, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Some are cold, some are hot. Yeah. But then you chopped it really finely, popped it in a bowl.
With some julienne carrots, thinly sliced spring onions and sugar snap peas.
You're a julienne and carrot, so you're doing that by hand?
Yeah, I did these
by hand.
I really
struggle making them look even.
So we forgot to bring our little gadget, didn't we?
We did.
So it's not a mandolin, but you can get, you know the peelers that...
Like those?
Those like peelers.
That. You get them with little teeth on it. You can just peel.
So you just peel julienne. And it peels julienne. It's amazing. We forgot to bring
it. Oh, I'll remember that. I want to write that down.
But no, you've also got radish in there.
Yeah, some sliced radish in there as well.
We debated about going down the mooly route.
I love mooly.
So do I, but people don't understand what mooly is and look at us a bit funny when we talk about the big white radish. But I I eat raw mushrooms by the bucket load. When we had the Crazy Delicious set, we had mushrooms growing on the set. We had everything was growing.
So this is one of my questions, is, so everyone's been talking about this set in the food world, like, is it actually all edible?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So your favourite bits of said set?
Well, like the bark on the tree is made out of Ryvita.
What?
Yeah. You can eat the leaves of the fruit and veg that were growing, obviously. Or you could, I mean, I'm sure those YouTube would rustle something up, but you know, like, you're not eating a banana leaf and stuff, you know. But you could if you wanted to, and you could boil something inside of that. I've seen other people do that. But, like, you know, your average, like, the tree it's growing on is actually, it's, you know, it's got icing sugar flowers on it and edible bark and
stuff. How long did it take them to, like,
They did it in I think they made it all in 5 days, but then it was replenished all the time. And all the leftover food that they replenished was sent to the homeless shelter up the road.
Good.
Yeah, so there was the waste. There was no waste at all.
Because I know other people moaning about it. Like, no.
They had the best, that homeless shelter had the best week. They had, like, the stuff that turned up for them was insane. They had, like, they would have lemons that were meringue pies rock up to the homeless shelter. They would have had the greatest week ever. I know what was being sent down there.
That is insane.
Yeah, it was really great. So this incredible designer made this entire set. And do you know what? When I went for my first set visit, what was really sweet was I walked in and I looked around. Because the other thing I will say is a show I did 2 years ago called The Divine Miss Jade. It's me sat on a swing in a gold dress with my ginger wig on. Just before we go, what have you put in there?
So dressing is rice vinegar, light soy sauce, bit of fish sauce, some sriracha, and lime juice.
Oh, lovely.
And a teeny bit of sugar.
It's a tiny bit. Would you call this
a slaw? It's kind of a slaw, but it's more, I'd say, because we've added leaves, seaweed leaves, it's a salad.
So I'm in the gold dress on the swing, and I'm being carried by these birds, as you do, on this photograph from the show. I'd had this designer called Susie Lark, a photographer that I work with, who's an artist. She'd been given some money by the Arts Council of Wales recently to do a series of impossible photographs on mental health. But I saw her work and was like, I'd love to have her as a commercial photographer. So we created this incredible thing where I'm on this swing. I look like a princess. And then the producer of Optimum, who made the show, she saw the poster.
Yeah.
And she said, this is our set. So my poster and the set. So it basically, the set looks like something I've created, which is one of the most incredible things that's happened to my career, is where I'm hosting a show that it looks like I made. So those people think I came up with it, but I didn't.
She takes the credit.
Maybe a little depending bit. On who's there. Someone I want to, like,
impress.
I can't tell you how crazy my glands are going at that. You know that thing you do when you have wine?
Yeah.
I'm doing that
for
right
me
now.
It's lime, like the smell of lime. You were juicing the lime before and I was like, oh my god, just let me just sniff this. It is epic.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Take a load of this, guys. Eat with my mouth full and everything.
So easy to make, too.
I dropped some. I don't care about my top. I'm just sad about that bit of salmon. As
What an absolute travesty that is. This is incredible.
I'm glad that she likes it.
So
I'm really happy about this. I think for those people that aren't keen on seaweed, this is a really good... I would say this. It's our recipe. But it's a good way to kind of...
Or if people haven't tried it before.
It's a good way to introduce yourself to seaweed. Because it's like an alternate to a salad leaf. Only the salt really helps everything else. But yeah, it's well fit.
I love it.
I am glad. Good. I'm really, really, really glad. Because we were a little bit worried.
Do you?
We always get a bit worried though.
Yeah,
we suffer with...
Well, we don't suffer, it's just a thing.
New recipe anxiety. And we...
Is that a thing?
Well, you probably have a similar thing. So, you know, when you come up with a joke, you tell it and you hope that people like it. And even though people laugh, like, you're not quite sure.
No.
Or maybe not, because they just don't laugh. And
I can tell the type of laugh. And also, I trust my instinct on jokes as well. So, like, I can go, oh, that's funny. And if the audience don't find it funny, it's because I've not told it right yet.
That's a really good one.
Maybe that's maybe if people don't like it. Maybe we've done it right.
Right,
right.
You've
got to tweak it.
It's actually really good. I think we're going to steal that one.
Have it.
Yeah, I think that's like my gift. That's my good thought of the day, actually.
I do. But into this podcast.
I like that.
You're not going to be introverts anymore.
Do you want it? Salmon skin is like, I usually really give mine great. To Kate because I'm like, here you go, Kate. You can have some skin.
I'm like that with crackling.
Oh, now you. Crackling, oh, yeah. Dear. Yeah.
Do you know, I think I could be led to doing some crimes if someone led me to pork belly.
Pork belly. Not to see.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I love pork belly.
I'll move that over your way.
Yeah, Jade, thank you so, so, so much for coming to speak to us.
Thank you for cooking for me.
Thank you. We're glad you like it.
Yeah.
You'll never meet someone who's more appreciative for being cooked for than me.
So that was Jade, Kate.
It was Jade.
And she was hilarious. And I think she went away a very happy customer.
She did. She has a new use for her cupboard full of seaweed.
Yeah, literally a cupboard full. Yeah. Do you know, I actually saw some in our kitchen the other day at home.
You?
Yes. Here at home. Literally a bag of it in the corner. And I don't know where it's appeared from. But yes. So at least we can use it too.
Yes, we can. This week's question of the week comes from an anonymous person.
I'm glad you said that because I can't
and
say
it. Is, do you have any recipes for flourless cakes or desserts? Because flour is a little bit hard to come by at the moment
it's
for some people.
It's extremely hard to come by in some places. I know that the manufacturers, they're scaling up, but they can't do it quick enough. So, yeah. We haven't got any recipes for flourless cakes because flourless cakes are no fun. However, we have lots of desserts.
We do have lots of desserts.
We do.
For example, we have apple turnovers, apple strudels, which you can use a tortilla wrap for instead of flour, instead of pastry.
And they're really, really nice. Do you remember making the video for them, Kate?
I do.
She had lots of fun. Not. But also the cheesecake stuffed strawberries that follow us round everywhere. I can't tell you the amount of times that I've talked about this recipe, but yeah, it's on the website, it's in the book, and it's pretty nice, especially the weather's starting to turn. Strawberries should be easier to get hold of.
Yeah.
We'll see. But everyone might listen to this, and then there might be a run on strawberries. I apologise in advance if that happens. But yeah, we've also got Portuguese custard tarts.
Yep. You can use pre-made bases for that, pastry cases for that, if you can get hold of them.
Yep. And also stuff like chocolate Rice Krispie cakes. Exactly. If you've got the kids at home, really, really easy to make. That's if you've got chocolate still, if you've not eaten it all.
Yeah.
But yeah, chocolate Rice Krispie cakes are so easy to make.
They are.
No baking, no faffing, just melt the chocolate, pour it in the cereal, put it in the fridge and eat it.
Yeah, I think all of those recipes, I think, are on our website.
They are indeed.
If anyone wants to give them a go.
You can indeed. And
And you'll also find Jade's recipe on the website as well.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We should have mentioned that.
We'll just mention that now.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. Well done. Did your job.
If you've got any questions that you'd like us to attempt to answer.
Yes.
How do people contact us?
You can email us, it's probably the best way, at hello@pinchofnom.com. Anyway, yes, so next week, Kate?
Next week we have Vicky Patterson.
We do. I'm very excited about this one. So, so, so excited. But yeah, she's on next week. And if you don't want to miss Vicky,
you should subscribe.
You should. Otherwise you may miss it and that would be bad.
It would be terrible.
It would. But you can also leave a review. You can give us some stars. Whatever you want to do, and you'll find it next week wherever you listen to podcasts, wherever that may be. You're going to say bye now?
I might as well.
You're just going to stare at me and look at the microphone.
We'll see you next week with Vicky Patterson.
You might want to say that again because I'm still talking.
Yeah, no, we'll shut up then.
I'm sorry.
So we'll see you next week with Vicky Patterson.
Bye.
Bye.